Blackstone Audio presents Elizabeth, Renaissance Prince by Lisa Hilton. This book is read by Kelly Birch. To my daughter, Otavia. Princes have mysterious spirits and properties unknown to all others. Thomas Cromwell. Author's note. Elizabethan spelling is notoriously whimsical. I have generally modernised where it seemed necessary for clarity. And William Cecil, Baron Burleigh, ought properly to be referred to as Lord Burleigh from 1571, but somehow has remained Cecil, as that was how I thought of him for 4 years. Introduction. Between 1569 and 1603, a painting by the Dutch artist Joris Hoefnagel was seen by the thousands of visitors who streamed through the court of Elizabeth I at Whitehall. They came to admire, to solicit, to petition, to intrigue. Some, it was said, came for love, and others, it was also said, came to murder. All were conscious of the presiding presence of the mysterious and magnificent ruler of England, the nation's second Queen Regnant, Great Harry's daughter, Elizabeth herself. But when they stood beneath Elizabeth I and the three goddesses, what did they see? This first known allegorical portrait of Elizabeth is a product of the Protestant diaspora of the mid-16th century. 10 years into the Queen's reign,